Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's our healing and health class. Hallelujah. And one of my best classes, amen. Hallelujah. So let's see the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 15. Exodus 15, verse 26. I'll read that in the message in the New Living Translation NLT NLT MSG and New King James. It's not yet on. It is where, but these two now we can use these two. God is our help, amen. Glory, hallelujah. Exodus 15, verse 26, it says, And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healed thee. For I am the Lord that healed thee. Now, this is the first time that God refers to himself as the healer. Hallelujah. So, in Bible interpretation, this is the law of first mention. This is the first time the Lord said, I am the Lord that heals you. Hallelujah. So I want to read that. Let me read it in the New King James Version. It says, and said, if you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none. In fact, the word there is not put. He said, I will not permit. Hallelujah. 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 I will not permit the diseases which I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. I am the Lord who heals you. I want to read that also in the Message translation. God said, if you listen obediently to how God tells you to live in his presence, obeying his commandments and keeping all his laws, then I won't strike you with all the diseases I inflicted on the Egyptians. I am God your healer. I am God your healer. I am God your healer. Now look at the posture God is taking as regards his covenant people. Now, if you see this, you will see he mentioned, I will not do what I did to the Egyptians on you. Now, whenever you see the word Egyptians, it means those without the covenant. Hallelujah. It means those without the covenant. So, the Egyptians didn't have any covenant with God, so he didn't have anything binding on him to either heal them or deliver them or show them mercy. Hallelujah. So he didn't have any business with them. But he had a covenant, right, with the children of Israel. So this is him making a commitment to them that if you not live the way the Egyptians are living, if you do the things I'm telling you to do, I, as your God, I am committed. Why? Because we have a covenant to heal you. The New King James says, I am the Lord who heals you. So see God demonstrating that in the book of Psalm 103, right? He said that can we see that scripture? Psalm 103. I believe from verse 13 or so. He brought them out with silver and gold, and none was feeble among their tribes. Praise God. Glory, hallelujah. Listen to me, you'll be blessed tonight, oh. I can assure you, when I was listening to the message, I was blessed. Psalm 105, verse 13. Like a father pitieth his children, Psalm 105, from verse 13. He brought them out with silver and gold, and none was few among their tribe. All right. Thank you. So, praise God. Now, he brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person amongst their tribe. So, because he's the Lord that healed them, he made sure that they came out of Egypt. None was sick, right? I mean, Reverend Anointed was telling us here that the way he kept them, as they were going through the wilderness for 40 days, 40 years, their clothes were growing with them. Their sandals were growing with them. And then they had a lot of them in different age groups. So they had infants, they had 0 to 10 years, they had 11 to 15 years. Are you getting it? So all those people, including their old ones, none was sick. Because they were his covenant people, and he has made a commitment that I am the Lord that healed thee. So he had to demonstrate that by making sure that none was sick among their tribe. Hallelujah. Now, follow me carefully. We are going somewhere tonight, and we will bless you in church today. Hallelujah. So I want to read the expanded Bible. Exodus 15:26, the expanded Bible. He said, you must obey or listen to the voice of the Lord, your God, and do what he says. Right. Is right in his sight. If you obey all his commandments, glory to God, Jesus have done that for us, praise God. Statutes, ordinances, requirements, and keep his rules. I will not bring on you any of the sicknesses, diseases I brought on the Egyptians. I am the Lord who heals you, your physician. I am the Lord who heals you, your physician. That word physicians means doctor. So let's substitute the word physician with doctor. I am the Lord who heals you, your doctor. Hallelujah. So wonderful to know that Jesus is committed to being our doctor. All right. Acts 9:32, as Peter passed through all the quarters, he came down also to the saints which dwell at Lydia. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, which had kept his bed 38 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Peter met Aeneas and said to him, Aeneas, Jesus Christ the Lord, the Christ, makes thee whole. Jesus Christ the Lord makes thee whole. So Exodus chapter 15 and verse 26 says, I am the Lord who heals you. Peter communicating this same thought to Aeneas said, Jesus Christ the Lord makes you whole. So it simply means that the Lord who heals us is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The Lord who heals us is who? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the healer. Oh, I can shout that from the mountaintop. Jesus Christ is the healer. So this evening we'll be looking at making Jesus your personal physician. Making Jesus your personal doctor. Since Jesus is a healer, since Jesus is the healer, you can make him your healer. You can make him your personal doctor. And this is the good news. As a believer in Christ Jesus, we have a covenant of healing. But you see, it's sad to say that... Now, listen to me carefully. Healing is for everybody. Hello? The way salvation is for everybody, healing is for what? Everybody. But health is not for everybody. Don't mistake it. Healing is for everybody. So you see, both those who are born again and those who are not born again, those who have Jesus and those who does not have Jesus. That's why if you go for hospital evangelism, you lay hand on the sick. The Bible says lay hands on the sick. It didn't ask you if the person is a born again child of God or not. It just say lay hands on the sick and they will what? Recover. But living in health is beyond healing. So we see that in the book of Proverbs chapter 4 from verse 20. Can we go there quickly? Proverbs 4 verse 20. Proverbs 4:20. Say, my son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart. Now, he's talking to his son. Hello? Are you with me tonight? Who is he talking to? His son. Incline thy, let them not depart from thy eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart. Go ahead. For they are life to those who find them, and what? Are you following this scripture? And what? And what? Health to all their faith. Not healing, but what? Health. So, those who have health are those who take the time to find the word. So, for you to stay in health, you must make the effort of finding the word. And I can believe you know with me that there's no unbeliever who goes to find the word. But an unbeliever can find healing. He can enter anywhere. I mean, if you have gone to hospital evangelism before, you know that when you come to a word, except the person is demonized, if you just say, we want to pray for you, whether you are Hindu, you are Krishna, you are Christian, whatever you are, as long as you want to pray, say, please pray. Because nobody likes hospital. Everybody wants to be up and about. Amen? Are you following me tonight? Everybody wants to be up and about. Nobody wants to be in sickness or anything. So, you can get healed. And moreover, healing is the signboard of Christianity. The Bible several times said about how Jesus healed them all. He healed them all. So, he goes to a city, he healed them all. Praise God. So, why am I taking this teaching? Why did I say this? This is what I was going to. I start to say that several believers have not made that commitment of making Jesus their personal physician. Now, I believe we all know this. Several families who are well-to-do, amen, they have personal doctors. They have personal hospitals. They have a doctor that if there's any emergency, he's the only person they call. It's whatever that doctor says, that's what happens. Abby? So immediately there is any emergency, they say, have you called this person? I say, no, you call that person. And it's whatever that person says, that's what happens. If that person says it is this, whatever any other person is saying is not correct. Now, why did they get to that point? They know that it's important you have a personal physician. They know that as long as you have a personal physician, your health needs are covered. So, as a believer, you need to make a commitment by making Jesus your personal physician to cover your health needs. Praise God. Are you following me tonight? You need to make that commitment. You need to make that commitment. I mean, a man of God in this nation was telling the story of how that they told him about a woman who was sick. And they invited him to go pray for her. So he got to the hospital and he didn't even know what to tell her. Her case was critical. Her case was bad. Very bad. He didn't even know what to tell. He was searching his heart. Was searching, what am I going to tell him? What am I going to say? Because there are some situations where you get to. You need the Holy Ghost to help you. So as he was searching his heart, he now saw this scripture that I'm going to read now. The book of Psalms. Psalms chapter 41 and verse 3. Psalm 41 and verse 3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. Now, I just read King James to you. Hallelujah. I just read King James to you. So, I'll read New Living Translation and then I'll read Message Translation so you understand what we are saying. So, let's get New Living Translation. See this? The Lord nurses them when they are sick, restores health to them. The Message Translation. Whenever we are sick and in bed, God becomes our nurse. Nurses us back to health. If you watch carefully, he didn't say nurses us back to healing. Because as a believer, you are above healing. Hi, somebody's not getting me tonight. As a believer, you are above healing. The best God has for you is health. 3 John 1, 2. Dearly beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be what? In health. So God's best for you is what? Health. And the only way you can stay in health is by making Jesus your personal physician, your personal doctor. That whenever symptom comes on you, he is there to nurse you back to health. Because listen to me, friends. Symptoms will always come. Will always come. In fact, it's non-negotiable. You can't even negotiate it. The Bible tells us that persecution comes forth for the word's sake. A symptom part of persecution. Hello, friends. A symptom part of persecution. So it will come. Why? Because of the word of God that you are listening to now. Because of that healing scripture that is in your heart. Trials, symptoms will come to test it.
And you see, those doctors who those family have contracted to be their personal, the family physician, right? I believe, you know, they can't do much.
Hello?
They can't do much. Why? Because in medical science, we have curable and incurable diseases. But glory to God. With Jesus Christ, there are no incurable diseases with God. He solves both the curable one. In fact, the incurable one is what he specializes on. I mean, we could see that through the scripture. Can we just begin to look at those incurable things that Jesus, that our personal physician have been doing? The Bible tells us about the man who. Can we just see it very quickly? Let's just read. John chapter 5 from verse 1. Maybe I'll read from verse 4. John 5 from verse 4. Let me read. John 5. Maybe I'll read from verse 4. John chapter 5 from verse 4. We all know this story, so let me just read from here. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatever disease he had. Verse 5. A certain man was there which had an infirmity. How many years? Some of us, the infirmity the man had, serious. The man had had this problem for 38 solid years. 38 years is a very long time. Is there not, you know, sometimes when we read this scripture, we accuse the man of how he responded to Jesus. But that challenge you are having is just for 1 week. And nobody can come close to you. Anybody that talks to you, you just get angry. But this guy was with this same challenge for 38 solid years. Year 1, year 2, year 3. And the interesting part is that he saw people going into the pool, getting healed and going home. So he got to that place where he has refused to do anything. He was just there. Because, I mean, check it out. If you are trekking from here to Lagos, by 38 years, you should have been in Lagos now. People should talk to me now. No. If you decide that you will trek to Lagos, by 38 years, you should have reached. But this guy was at the pool. For 38 years, he couldn't come close to the pool so that when they turn the water, he can just fall inside. He could not. Year 1, year 5, year 10, year 25, year 30, year 37. But when Jesus, the healer, got there, when he asked him, you see, it's so beautiful. Jesus asked him. That is why, as a believer, you need to make a conscious effort to make Jesus your personal doctor. Jesus, the Bible says he knew he had been there for long. And he asked him, do you want to be healed? The question is, when Jesus got there, didn't he know he had been there for long? He knew. But he still asked him, do you want to be healed? The same way Jesus is asking you tonight, do you want me to be your personal doctor? He's asking you tonight, through me. So he said, I have no man. Believers have criticized the guy for saying, I have no man. But the man has gotten to a place where complaint and resentment has filled his heart that he didn't know the right response to give. So that question triggered something in him that he began saying the things he had passed through for 38 years. And Jesus, out of compassion, told him, "Oga, just carry your bed and leave this place." Make Jesus your personal doctor today. The book of John chapter 11 tells us about a man. Can we go there very quickly? John 7 from verse 11. John 7 from verse 11. Glory, hallelujah. "Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, 'Where is he?' Sorry. Luke 7, not John. I was wondering what I was reading. Luke 7 from verse 11. Oh, glory to God. Luke 7, yeah. "And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now, when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother." Now, they are painting the picture so that you understand what is happening at that time. They want you to understand the import of what they are talking about. Amen. So, Dr. Luke was trying to make you understand what is happening here before Jesus came on the scene. "The only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her." That means this widow was an influential widow. Come on, follow me now. It's not everybody that died that people follow the person now. The Bible said the whole city followed her. That means she must have been a very influential person. Are you following me? Go ahead. "Now, when the Lord saw her and had compassion on her," you see, oh, let me not go there. "And said unto her, 'Weep not.' And when he came and touched the bier," that New King James will call it an open coffin. Amen. Usually they don't, it's we who put people inside coffin. Those people, they don't, they just wrap you in a cloth and put you the way the other people bury people. You are there, they just wrap you. Amen. "And they that bare him stood still. And he said, 'Young man, I say unto you, arise.' And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother." Now, I'm painting a picture for you. We read in the book of John chapter 5 about a man who had been in a place for 38 years. And Jesus came on the scene and healed him. Now we are reading about a man who was not there for 38 years. This one has died. The man who was at the pool for 38 years is better than this one. Come on, talk to me now. The Bible said a living dog is better than a dead lion. The lion is a lion, but it has died. But the dog is that dog that used to carry pampers all around, but he's still alive, amen? So he's still something to chop. So that one is better than the lion. So a guy is there 38 years without healing, but he's alive. Sometimes people will give him money. Sometimes people will bring food, but he's there. Now this is another guy who is dead and the whole city is following to go and bury him. Then Jesus comes and stops the procession and asks him, "Young man, oh yeah, stand up." And say to him, "Brother, young man, stand up." And he comes back to life. All I'm trying to paint to you tonight is that this Jesus we are talking about, whatever situation you are in, he is able to handle it. Whether it's a long time sickness or whether you have come to a dead end, this Jesus, who we are telling you today to make him your physician, can handle any of it. I mean, the people carrying that guy could have said,
this guy is dead now, don't disturb us, we are going to bury him. Right?
But the Bible says, as he touched the open coffin, the Bible says they stopped, giving Jesus permission to minister to the guy.
I'm going somewhere with this.
It simply means that your will for Jesus to be your personal physician is involved. If you don't make him your personal physician, he cannot get involved in it.
Psalm 103. From verse 1.
Psalm 103 from verse 1. Look at this. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Go ahead. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Whose responsibility it is to bless the Lord? Is it the Lord or your responsibility? Whose responsibility is it to remember the benefits of the Lord? So, this scripture is actually telling us that until you do your own responsibility, you might not see the next thing that is coming after it. So, the next scripture, verse 3, says something. So, who forgiveth all thy iniquities? And who heals all thy diseases? It simply means that when you forget the last time God healed you, you might not receive the next healing.
You are not hearing me. Listen to what I'm saying.
When you forget how God healed you the last time, you might not receive the next healing. Because the only way you can receive from God is when you remember.
Now, the bridge between forgetting and remembering is that if you remember, it positions you to receive. When you forget, you begin to have issues with God. Do you know there are people who have issues with God? I mean, I am Pastor Kate. We're talking about, there's a particular lady, we have been on her case. I mean, she had some very, very bad experiences and she has refused, there's no God. So if you post anything on social media that tends to make God look good, she's very angry. Very angry. In fact, she will begin to preach to you why you should not look at that side. It's not a good thing.
What happened to her?
I mean, I don't want to go into her family stuff, amen? But it is not looking good, amen? Hello?
Are you getting it? But what happened to her is that she came to that place where she has forgotten.
I mean, our Father in the Lord said to us here, how there are several persons who believe these scriptures on healing, who believe everything on healing, but they have come to that place where they are now dissuaded. They are no more interested. So if you talk about healing, they ask you, are you still talking this thing? When I see they talk this thing, what are the doctors there for? What are doctors? If I have any problem, I go to prevent my bonbon, they choke me, they should be fine. I just go to this thing, buy drugs and take, I'll be fine. Why are you stressing God? Why? That is why he created the doctors.
They are believers. See, this thing you are hearing every Sunday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, there are some places it's castle. We have a dedicated class. Why you are still living in health is that you are coming here every Tuesday. A story is said about a lady who was here. She went to a different city. She stopped attending Tuesday service. When symptoms came, she began asking her, what is that healing scripture again that we used? Is it by his memory we are healed? What are they saying? What happened to her is that when she was around the force field of favor as regards healing, her body was being healed. But now she has left this place where they talk about healing all the time. She has forgotten.
So listen, as a believer, one of your greatest desire should be that you never forget the things you are hearing. Always remember.
The healing power of God, Matthew chapter 8 and verse 1. I would have just said that, but the Holy Ghost said, no, read the scripture so that they understand what you're saying. Matthew 8 and verse 1. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him. I'm reading to verse 3. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. I read it again. If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Now, if you look at this scripture and just gloss over it, you will not see what the guy was saying. The guy didn't say, Lord, if you are powerful, you will heal me. No, the ability of God was not in question here. The power of God was not in question here. What was under contention here is the willingness of God to heal him now. So he said to him, I believe, right, that this guy have heard a lot of things, how Jesus has been healing other people. So he's coming to him and watch him and say, Master, if you are willing, you can heal me now. You can heal me now. And you see, a lot of believers are in that zone where they don't know if God is willing now to heal them or is willing tomorrow. So they always ask him, they say, by the stripes of Jesus you are healed. Say, if I say it now, will he bring the healing? Is it not better to go and take Panadol? Panadol will be a lot more quicker. By the stripes of Jesus, he himself took, but he's still there and can feel it. What did he take? If he took it, I wouldn't be having it. The willingness of Jesus to heal is always under contention. But you see, the next scripture clears that for us. Verse 3. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, now, see this. The Bible did not say Jesus said to him. No. Jesus, first of all, put forth his hand and then touched him and said, I will, be thou cleansed. And immediately, glory to God, he was totally healed of his leprosy. Anytime I read this scripture, there's something that blesses me. There's something that encourages me to lay my hands on the sick, whatever disease they have. The Bible says that Jesus touched him. If you know, right? Leprosy is a contagious disease. Am I correct? If you touch somebody who has leprosy, you can communicate it. It's a communicable disease. Doc, am I correct? Now, I thought that when Jesus touched him, leprosy will jump on Jesus. Because leprosy is what? A communicable disease. But no. When Jesus touched the man, the disease checked out. So when Jesus said you can lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover, it means that whatever disease they have, as you touch them, the disease will not come on you. The disease will check out. To check out. So, the willingness of Jesus has been cleared. He's always after me. Jesus is always willing to heal. Jesus is always willing to keep me in health. Why did we call this class healing and health? Because people are not all on the same pedestal. They are not on the same level. There are several persons who are still, I know a dear friend of mine, amen, he's not a pastor here. There was a time in his life, almost. It was like annual festival, amen. But now, it doesn't happen anymore. He is healed, he is doing very well. But then, when he began hearing these words on healing, every week, there's one symptom on his body. Every week,
every week. So why do we call healer? There are people who are still on the bridge of getting healed every week. And that is good, amen. It's progress. Hallelujah. And there are some people who are already living in health. Hallelujah. And why we are teaching this is to keep you staying in health. My dear brothers and sisters, to be healthy is not a small flex. It's one of the best things that can happen to you as a believer. As doctors, we have doctors in our midst. They see things for hospital. They see things. Sometimes just go to the hospital and look at people and see and get more reasons to be grateful to God that you are living in health. Because I can assure you, there are several persons who are under the oppression of the devil. That's why the book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, I almost say the book of Jesus. The book of Acts chapter 10 and verse 38 say how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, the devil is still oppressing people, but this is the good news. Jesus has not stopped going about. He's still going about. Healing people. So the question now is, how do I make Jesus my personal physician? So let's quickly do that. Number one, ask him. Luke chapter 11 and verse 9. Ask him. Now, the healing power of God is so strong in this room right now, and healings are taking place. Healings are taking place. So I encourage you to take your healing. If you're having any symptom on your body, you can cash in on what God is doing in this room right now. And go home healed. Glory, hallelujah. You see, the Lord said to me that I should always tell the people, whenever He gives me an opportunity to minister to them, that the healing power of God is with me. That when I tell the people, their faith is going to rise up and they can receive their healing. So that's why I've endeavored to always say this. God has anointed me to heal the people. He said to me, take my healing power to the dying world. So as I'm speaking to you now, the healing power of God is here now. And healings are taking place now. So I encourage you to take your healing. If you have any symptoms on your body. And also of your loved ones. Yeah. You have any loved one who is sick, you can take healing on their behalf. So as I'm teaching, be calling their names and be speaking. Just be calling their names. That's all I want you to do. Just be calling their names. For instance, you are healed. You call the name of the person and declare you are healed. And you come back with a testimony. In the name of Jesus. If you believe that, can I hear you shout aloud, amen? Amen. All right. I say, how do I make Jesus my personal physician? Number one, ask him. Luke 11:9. I'll read Luke 11:9, then I'll read John 16:23, and we'll do something very quickly. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened unto you. Verse 10. For everyone that acceth does what? Receiveth. And he that seeketh does what? Findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be what? Open to him. John 16:23. Glory to God. Radibakoski pranama. And in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Verse 24. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Say, ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So if your joy is not full, you are not asking. If your joy is not full, you are not asking. But if you are asking, your joy will be full. If you're asking, your joy will be full. How do I make Jesus my personal physician? Ask him. So, let's ask him tonight. Say after me, Father, I want to hear you. Say after me, Father, I ask tonight that in the name of Jesus, that you make Jesus my personal physician. Make Jesus my personal doctor. Jesus, thank you for being my personal doctor. I am grateful. Can I hear somebody shout aloud, hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Number two, how do I make Jesus my personal physician? Thank him for being your personal physician. He said, ask and you shall receive, and your joy will be full. So if you ask somebody for an assistance, or you ask somebody for a favor, and he gives it to you, what is the next thing you are going to say? So can I hear you say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I can't hear you tonight. Say after me, thank you, Jesus, for being my personal physician. Now, I showed you how that Jesus, the physician, can heal long-standing cases. Terminated cases, short-term cases, and whatever case in between. I mean, Reverend Anointed on Sunday was showing us from the scripture how that a woman had been sick for 12 years. And then she goes from behind. I mean, that woman took a lot of risk. Because that time, the death penalty, if she was caught, was death. And in their death, they don't hang you, they stone you to death. Stoning to death is one of the worst deaths any man can pass through. Because stoning to death, you die gradually, you don't die at once. Do you know how many stones they are going to stone you for you to die? Death is not an easy thing, no. Oh, yeah. That is why you see somebody who cannot naturally run and he see danger and he's flying fence. He has not done gymnastics before. How did he escape fence? Death is not an easy thing. It's not. Hiya. It's after you have finished what you have done that you ask yourself, is it me that did it? How did I climb the fence? No. What is happening to you at that time is that everything you don't know has left your mind. You are moving by the spirit. So just imagine a lady. Do you know how they do it? They dig a hole. And put the person inside the hole. So the hole covers your knee from your waist, a little bit below your waist. So you can't run. You can't come out. Then they tie your hand. So you are in that hole. You are defenseless. And they begin to stone you. No, sometimes when you read the scripture, you need to just go and read a little bit of history. So that you understand what this guy. When you see blind Bartimaeus say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And you saw the people say, close your mouth. Don't say anything. The question I usually ask when I read there is that, do you think Jesus did not hear him the first time? Hello?
You thought Jesus did not hear me the first time? He heard him. The same way he heard that woman that said, Master, have mercy on me. My daughter is sick. The Bible said Jesus did not answer her a word. That means he heard her, but he didn't answer. He was just going.
I've gone ahead of myself. Wow.
But he was just going, Asha. Until the protocol, the Obalu people, they began saying,
you are disturbing us, young man. Will you just close your mouth?
Then the Bible says Jesus stopped. So that woman took a lot of risk to press into the crowd and touch the hem of his garment. Now, I'm introducing to you, I'm bringing to your knowledge the Jesus we are talking about that is our physician. Jesus did not talk. Now, if you look at what we have been talking about, the guy who had sickness for 38 years, Jesus said to him, carry your bed and go. The guy who had died, the Bible says Jesus touched the coffin and spoke to him. Jesus did not touch him. He touched the coffin and said, Oga, stand up. The Bible says he stood up and began to speak. The woman with the issue of blood, Jesus did not touch her. The woman touched his garment and was healed. Simply telling us that whatever state you are, Jesus does not have one method he can reach you. There are no limitations with him. No limitations whatsoever. So you know, some people will say, oh, I want the Lord to touch me. The Lord does not necessarily have to touch you. His word can touch you. An instruction can touch you. And whichever one that touches you, it has the same power if Jesus touched you. It will produce the same result.
Somebody shout aloud, hallelujah. So how do I make Jesus my personal physician? Number one, ask him. Number two, thank him. I mean, you don't have to have symptoms on your body to wake up every morning and say, thank you, Jesus, for keeping me in health. No, you don't have to. In fact, you should make it as a daily routine that you just stand up in the morning and begin to thank God that you are in health. You are living in health. You thank him. The Bible says, the book of John, Psalm 103 and verse 3, he says he heals all our diseases. All. I mean, it was a reverend, anointed. Who brought this to my attention? I didn't see it before. He said, Ma, that there are several diseases that Jesus heals that you don't even know he has healed you. Several of them. You, what's your business? They say you should put hand sanitizer. They say you should wash your hand before. You remember that COVID-19? Oh my God. Oh my God. We are washing our hand every per second billing. You every time you are washing your hand, you are washing your hand. This washing of hand that we thought it was Nigerian, it became a body. It became a serious body. Sometimes you ask yourself, must I wash this hand again? I just washed it some couple of minutes ago. Should I wash again? So you see that bread is looking very, very lumptious and very, you understand? You did not even remember that you have been shaking everybody. You just put your hand, yip, and cut it. Let them just take a culture test. Let them just take a swipe of that hand and put it under the microscope. You will not use that hand. Because the germs you are going to see. But you young bread, you ate it. You bought biscuit, you remove, you ate. You took mint, you put in your mouth. Everything warm. Everything warm.
And you are walking normal. Nothing happened to you. That is Jesus healing you. Some of you, the clothes have sweated. You sweat on the clothes. When you bring it, you don't even air it. You just kept it somewhere. When you were going out, just remember, I don't have to wear a new one. You went and carried that one away. Jesus delivered you from eczema. He delivered you from skin disease. You did not even know. Some of you, where you kept your toothbrush, you don't even know what has worked on it. You just woke up in the morning, you brought it out again. Lord, we have come again. You put paste. You went to the, you put it in your mouth. We. Jesus delivered you from mouth infection. You did not even know. Oh, I don't want to say this one, but let me just say it. You have been wearing the socks. Oh, let me not go there. For I don't know how long. This time you just brought it and you hit it. Bah, bah. Wait again. And you move. Can I hear somebody say, thank you, Jesus? You don't know what he has delivered you from. There's a lot, though. That water you used to cook. See, you know, recently my wife was saying something, I was just laughing. I said, do you know the reason why Paul said, when you go to the market, when you go to the shambles, say, don't ask questions. Just buy whatever you want and go home and go and cook it. It's sanctified. If you know the funny things the people who sell in the market do, you will not go to the market again. You have a small garden behind your house. You have a small garden behind your house because people do a lot of things to make profit. So they don't care about the health of people. But you just go to the market, say, give me that big one. You don't know what they used to inflate it. Just give me. And you took it home. And in your heart, you are rejoicing. Today, I got a good this thing. And Jesus is looking down and says, see you now. He will just remove the thing. He will deny the power to harm you. One more time, can I hear somebody who is grateful say, thank you, Jesus. See, making Jesus your physician is a big flex. So. It's a big flex. All right. Soon be done, amen. How do I make Jesus my personal physician? Number three, let the name of Jesus be your first response. Let the name of Jesus be the first responder. Pastor Badeke, I'm correct, right? Those who, emergency services, they call them first responders, right? The first aid people now, they call them first responders. The people who comes with the ambulance, if there's anything, they just come. You know, they train them differently, right? So, and that, they are the people who press all those. So let the name of Jesus be the first responder. Let the name of Jesus be your first response. Whenever there is a challenge, let the name of Jesus be the first thing that comes out of your mouth. Let the name of Jesus be the first responder. Make it a principle that whenever you see symptoms on your body, it is you attack it with the name of Jesus. First, before you think about any other thing. Now, it's important to call the doctors. Why is it important? So that you know what you are fighting. So you not be shadow boxing the air. Hello? Do you understand? It's important, I mean, just imagine you are in the war. They gave you a gun. Are you getting it? And you are not seeing enemy. And you are shooting. Blah, 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 blah. What will happen to you? You will die. Your bullet will finish and they will kill you. Hello? So it's when you see the enemy, now you can aim and shoot. Is that not correct? That's the same thing. Seeing the doctors have a role to play. And that is to tell us, this is the problem. That's why Reverend Anointed will always tell us, don't say back to sender, to any doctor. He's not the one that sent it there. He's just showing you what the devil is trying to put on you. Because listen to me, friends. As a believer, you are not, listen to me carefully, you are not the sick trying to be healed. No. As a believer, you are the healed. The devil is trying to make sick. Always have that in your mind. Even if you have overworked yourself and you are stressed, devil is trying to make you sick. Refuse it. You ate too much protein and you are about to, you are experiencing what we call purging. You are just releasing. Do you understand me? The devil is trying to make you sick. Don't agree. Don't agree. Because you see, as believers, sometimes we want to explain it away. Say, no. You know, it's just natural to have headache, you know. I've worked overnight and then I'm working again. I've been looking at the screen. So, no. You can walk all through the night for 1 week and you don't have headache. You don't have body pain. It's possible. It's possible. And if it eventually comes, attack it with the name of Jesus. Attack it with the name of Jesus. In the book of John chapter 2, when wine finished in the wedding, you know the story, Cana of Galilee? Right? When there was no wine, who did Mary go to meet? Jesus. First response, in the book of Acts chapter 3, when Peter and John were going into the temple in the place of prayer, and that guy made them say, give me money. The first thing Peter said to him is, silver and gold have I none, but there's something I have in the name of Jesus. In the book of Acts chapter 4, when they have beaten all they dealt with Peter, the apostles, the Bible said they came back to their own company and lifted up their voice and prayed to who? Jesus. So you too, when challenges come your way, when symptoms come your way, go back to your closet and attack it with the name of Jesus. John chapter 14 tells us how to do so. John 14 verse 16. Say, I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that you may abide with you forever. John 14. Yeah, 13 and 14, right? Please. All right. Beautiful. Thank you so much. And whatsoever you shall ask where? In my name. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14. And if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. For those of us who have attended MTS, you know this scripture talks about the three actors. Believer, Jesus, and the Father. And usually when I have the privilege of teaching this subject, in the name of Jesus, I ask the question, how many times do you think God wants to be glorified? Hello? How many times do you think God wants to be glorified? All the time. So it simply means that since God wants to be glorified all the time, he wants the believer to keep asking all the time. So as long as you are asking, Jesus is doing, God is being glorified. As long as you are asking, Jesus is doing, God is being glorified. So whenever symptoms come on your body, as you ask, Jesus the healer will heal you, God will glorify it. Finally, you know, Paul said finally plenty times. Finally, How do I make Jesus my personal physician? Don't stop asking. Don't stop. Whatever the challenge is, you have asked before, keep asking. Like blind Bartimaeus, keep shouting. Like the woman with the issue of blood, keep pressing. Like the woman who the daughter was sick and Jesus said, I can't give the healing belongs to children and not for dogs. She kept asking. Don't stop asking. It starts to say that several believers give up too quickly. They give up too soon. And they want to make an excuse of it that, I've asked now, why didn't I see it? No, you keep asking, you keep pressing until you see. Hello, friends. Make a quality decision that you keep playing until you win. Keep playing until you win. The heroes we see today are those who insisted that they will keep at it until they saw results. So you have prayed about, you have come here, every healing service, as they mention healing, you are out here, they lay hands on you. You go back, you didn't see it. Don't stop coming. Every time they say there's healing, you raise up your hand. You keep coming. Because they call it the last straw that broke the camel back, not the first one. So they have been flogging that camel. They have been flogging that camel until the last straw now broke his back. So you too, don't stop. Keep coming. Keep coming until you see results. You keep coming. You don't stop asking. You don't stop talking. You just keep coming. Hello, friends. Keep at it. Like I said the other time, do you think that when blind Bartimaeus cried out to Jesus that Jesus did not hear him? He heard him the first time. Because the Bible says he kept shouting the more. Nobody told Jesus. No, it was never recorded in the scripture that somebody told Jesus, blind Bartimaeus is calling you. Did you see it in the scripture? The Bible says, and Jesus stopped. That means he was hearing it. But he just kept going. Is this guy serious? Are you sure this guy is serious? Are you sure this guy is serious? But he just kept shouting. He just kept shouting. Then Jesus stopped and asked him to come. You too, my friend, just keep asking. Keep asking. Keep pressing. And I can assure you that your testimony is not long. Dare to stand. Do you remember that quote from Pastor Anointed? This popular quote. If you take enough of God, if you take enough of God's word, long enough, what will happen? I thought it would be if you take God's word, God's word will heed you. Why the long enough? Have you not thought about it? Because that long enough is that is where the miracle takes place. The long enough is not that the power of God, the word of God, does not have power to heal. But you have to stay there long enough. The word of God will pass through your doubts, pass through your mind, pass through your head knowledge, and then come to the place where faith is stirred up. Then miracle comes. So don't stop. Jesus is your physician. He's your healer. He's your doctor. You asked once, you didn't see. I mean, if you are calling, if those families who have personal doctors, do they just call the doctor once and say he will come? No, they keep calling. Where are you? It's an emergency. Where are you? They keep calling. I'm close. Until the doctor appears. Abi? So you too, keep calling. Somebody say, is Jesus deaf? No. He's not deaf. He's hearing you. But he wants you to call some more. Can you just lift up your voice and thank the Lord? Give him praise. Thank him. Bless his name. Thank him because your bodies are healed by his power. Thank him because he's bypassing everything and is causing you to triumph in victory. Give him glory.